Welcome back to Practical Manifesting, a podcast for busy women who want to be co-creators in their experiences rather than reactors of their experiences, but live in the real world and have very busy lives. I was thinking about a conversation that I had with a client a couple years ago. She had gone through my advanced training program and understood the rules, understood manifesting, understood miracles, understood everything, but she came to me years after she had worked with me one-on-one to work through a real problem that she was having in her relationship. She started off the conversation with a litany of all the things that she didn't want. She told me how unhappy she was with this person and how unhappy she was in her relationship. And for about 20 minutes, I listened to her say, "I'm tired of this. This is making me so unhappy. I'm sick of this. I don't want this. This is upsetting me." She just went on and on. And it was great because she was able to get it off her chest in that time with me. And so then my next question was, "Well, what do you want?" And she said to me, this is a woman who'd been through my program, who understood the rules, had tons of tools. But she said to me, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, what do you want in this relationship?" And she said, "Well, clearly I can't decide what I want because it's not just me manifesting. I'm manifesting with someone else." So she really lacked clarity about what manifesting meant in relationship, because we can't manifest for another person. We have no control over what other people do or say. We can influence them. We can try to provide some leverage for behavior, but we can't control other people. And so she understood that, and she understood that she couldn't manifest for somebody else, but she really didn't understand how you could apply the rules that I had taught her in a relationship. So I had to remind her about the law of creation. And the law of creation says that anything that has ever been created was thought about first. So thought is a vibration, just as much as emotion is a vibration. And everything has vibrations. So anything that is vibrated into physical reality has to be considered first. We have to ponder. We have to wonder. And if you can't think about something, you can't create it. So I said to her, how are you going to create a better relationship with your partner if you can't even imagine it? She said, well, my partner has to change in order for this relationship to get better. And this comes straight from A Course in Miracles. I said, there is nothing outside of us that dictates our joy. There's nothing outside of us that creates peace in us. Peace comes from us. And she was confused because she said, but this is not a peaceful relationship. I'm not the only one in it. So the big question I asked is, do you want to stay in the relationship? And the answer was yes. What she needed to understand is that you can still attract peace in a relationship, but first you have to think about it. The rules don't change. You're not making peace. You're allowing peace. Manifesting is moving out of the way and allowing the power that makes worlds to lead and inspire the unfolding. So I have tons of tools in this, but the most important thing to understand is that we can't push other people. We can't make other people do what we want, but we can envision what we want. When we envision what we want and we believe that what we want is possible, the universe has to say yes to that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that other person has to change, but it will mean that you'll be inspired to the relationship that you want. Did it mean that she had to leave her partner? It's years later. I actually don't know, to be honest with you, but I do know that while we were together and doing the work, she was able to find a place of peace in her relationship and move back into her power. Because remember, as I talked about in the last session, we came here to learn how to express our spiritual truth in a physical world. And the physical world is never going to support you to step into your power. Actually, the physical world is the obstacle course that keeps you out of your power. So while you're here in this physical world, things are tough in the physical world. Our power doesn't come from the world. Our power comes from us. A Course in Miracles says that there is not one situation, not one thing going on that can't be turned into a holy encounter. And what that means is that every single thing that's used by the ego mind, which is the fear mind, can be used by spirit. And spirit is the part of you always aligned with peace, always aligned with truth, always aligned with joy. So to think that the other person is behaving in a certain way in a relationship that you don't want to leave means that you're just going to have to suck it up, buttercup, then that's not working with the laws of spirit. Spirit says anything's possible. Now, the problem is that she thought that the outcome meant his behavior had to change in order for peace to occur. And I understand on some level, on the level of the world, his behavior did actually change. But she was part of the equation. When she surrendered to what she wanted and allowed the idea that what she wanted was as important as his behavior, she was able to move into a place where she could pivot. And so we worked with each other with tons of tools, and I have so many tools in my advanced program. And the goal for this program is to take some of my longer tools and to provide them in such a way so that you can think about them in a way that makes you feel powerful and doesn't break the bank when it comes to your time. Often, we want something, but we have too many beliefs standing in the way of what we want. So getting clear on what we want is the most important thing, because you could say, I want $1 million, but if your belief system is, $1 million is really hard to get, and $1 million means you have to work 7 jobs, and $1 million means that people may see you differently. And if you actually don't like people or think that people who have $1 million are not good people, you have all these thought systems to unpack. So if you want $1 million and you feel really unhappy and you have a lot of judgment in the way of what it means to have $1 million, that's your work. If you want a peaceful relationship and you think that you can't create one in the relationship that you have right now, that's your work. You can't create peace if you don't believe in it. And you can't create something that you have a strong belief that is in conflict with it. So often what we have to do is dig down deep and figure out, what are the beliefs I have behind this thing? Why can't I create it? So it's a two-part process. The first part is getting clear on, what is it I really want? And then the second part is, what do I really believe about what I want? If you're not clear on what you want, if you haven't even thought about what you want, instead of just thinking about what you don't want, you're not poised to create something better. And if you don't believe that you can have what you want, or have beliefs that are in direct opposition of what you want, you're not poised to create it at all. So when it comes to manifesting, the question that you want to ask yourself is, what do I want? What do I believe about what I want? How do I feel about that? And am I poised to create it right now? And that's what your work is. So the most important thing when it comes to manifesting is to remember that you're manifesting every day, all day long. Your life is a reflection of you. And you're not manifesting a thing, and you're not manifesting anything in the material. That's the outcome of manifestation. It looks like the outcome of manifestation is something material. The outcome of manifestation is always you. The outcome of manifestation is your life that you're living right now. So you've manifested this, and there are parts of this that you really love. And the more you focus on the parts that you really love, the more they grow. And the more you focus on the parts that you don't love, the more they grow. So it's all focus. What are you focusing on? Recognizing that you are a powerful manifester, because you've created this and you can create again. And there is nothing that you can't create. Maybe not in this hot minute, maybe not right now, but first you got to think about it. You got to get clear on it. And you got to understand what your work to do is to change. One of the processes I really love, it's called pivoting. And pivoting is when you find yourself really unhappy, because you know that thoughts create feelings and they gain momentum. Thoughts and feeling gain momentum. When you find yourself unhappy, you are not poised to create anything better. You're just not. So the question to ask yourself is, what do I want? And then the next piece is, why am I going to get that? And the more you can align with that why, the more you are poised to attract it. So remember this, that you are a creator who came here to create. And according to A Course in Miracles, the only thing that's real is the love you give away. And so in order to have anything, you must become it first. So if you want a good relationship, you have to become the person that believes they can have a good relationship. You have to become the person that could see that relationship's potential. You have to become the person that can trust that that's the direction that the relationship is going on. And you become the person that's inspired to take it there. All of these things are possible. anything is possible. Or you can continue focusing on what you don't want and not be surprised that you're going to increase that as well. So remember the law of creation today. Anything that you want is possible, but you have to think about it first and get excited about it. I want you to know that you are a creator who came here to create. And every single thing that's going on in your life right now, no matter what it looks like, has the possibility to create light in you. Because what a light worker does is they overcome obstacles. And in the overcoming of obstacles, we create light for the world. And the world needs light workers. The world needs people to wonder about the possibilities. So remember the law of creation. One of the things I say is, I wonder what gifts the universe is going to give me today. I wonder what joy the universe is bringing to me. You deserve that feeling of wonder, the feeling of excitement, of knowing that anything is possible and I can move mountains, and you can. You just have to believe in yourself. And remember that you could always reach out to me. I've several different programs. They're all under the guise of empowering you, because that's what manifesting really is. I have shorter programs that are just 28 days, and I have longer programs that you can do on your own, and I have one-on-one programs that you can do with me. You can always reach out to me at kim@kimbazella.com, but remember, life is super short, so please be kind, have fun, and love everything. Thank you for listening.